Top Secret Government Experiments. Chapter 4 of Sniper and Hacker by Amethystina. Read by CookieMom6067. Jensen did enough weird things on a daily basis that Cougar had stopped counting. He still reacted to them, of course, sometimes with fondness or the occasional sigh, and every now and then the extremely tempting urge to give Jensen a reprimanding slap at the back of his head. Most of the time, Cougar was prepared for Jensen's outbursts and strange ideas and could handle them accordingly, but even he had limits. Like when Jensen stopped a bullet with a simple hand gesture. Cougar was not equipped to deal with that. It happened 3 months after Roke's death, when they were trying to intercept one of Max's armored transports and met heavier resistance than expected. Nothing they couldn't handle, but Clay and Aisha's carefully laid plans quickly evolved into a chaotic mess of flying bullets and harshly barked orders. They usually tried to be stealthier than this. Cougar welcomed the familiar presence next to him, not even having to glance to the side to know exactly where Jensen was. Things like that came naturally by then. Just like Cougar reacted to Jensen's directions without second thought, trusting Jensen's judgment as much as his own. Despite this, Cougar knew that sooner or later, at some point in the future, one of them would be too careless or too late to duck. He just hadn't expected it to be that day, when he caught a movement in the corner of his eye, just a fraction of a second too late. "Cougar!" Jensen's shout was drowned out by the crack of a gun. For a split second, Cougar had time to panic, not because he was going to die, but because there were so many things he had yet to do. Avenge all those murdered children, clear the team's name, teach Bess Spanish, and finally gather up the courage to kiss Jensen. Cougar was going to die without ever having known what Jensen's lips tasted like. Only nothing happened. No bullet hit him. Cougar's heart managed to catch up, giving a loud thump, hard enough to hurt. A second later, he realized why he was still standing. A bullet, glowing red in the light of the setting sun, hung suspended no more than 2 feet away from his chest. Somehow it had stopped midair. Cougar didn't know what to think, let alone do. For once, he wasn't the first to react. Cougar's attention flickered to Jensen, who quickly lowered his outstretched hand before raising his gun to fire back. The man who had shot at Cougar slumped to the ground. The bullet dropped the moment Jensen's hand did, landing on the asphalt with a faint ping. Despite knowing how dangerous it was, Cougar stood frozen, trying to make sense of what had just happened. But how could he possibly do that? Bullets didn't just stop. The laws of physics wouldn't allow that. The harmless piece of lead lying on the ground at his feet said otherwise. "Cougar, you okay?" The hand that landed on Cougar's shoulder made him flinch. He hastily took a step to the side, out of Jensen's reach. Their gazes locked. Cougar saw the flare of hurt in those bright blue eyes, but it was quickly replaced by an eerily blank expression. Jensen swallowed and stared down at his outstretched hand as if he wished it didn't belong to him. Cougar didn't know what to say. He wanted to deny what had just happened, or at the very least find a rational explanation. But even if Cougar had been a skeptic, it would have been difficult to deny something he'd seen with his own eyes. Jensen had stopped that bullet. Cougar had no idea how or what exactly he felt about that, but Jensen had stopped the bullet. Without a word, Jensen pulled back, lowering his hand and gaze. Clay barked something over the comms, but Cougar barely heard it over the rapid beat of his own heart. He couldn't stop staring at Jensen, who gave Clay a distracted reply before moving to follow orders, without as much as a glance in Cougar's direction. What had just happened? Jensen was avoiding Cougar. Actually, Jensen had neither spoken to nor touched Cougar since the incident with the bullet. Had it been anyone else, that probably wouldn't have been cause for alarm, but since this was Jensen, the most tactile and talkative person Cougar knew. He was worried. It had been over a week already. Cougar still wasn't sure what to think about that whole thing with the bullet, partly because he didn't know what it was, but being without Jensen was disorienting. Cougar was so used to Jensen's happy chatter filling the silence and his warmth just a couple of feet away that he lost his balance when he didn't have them. As a rule, Cougar was careful to respect other people's boundaries, but in this case he was certain that Jensen was only harming himself by staying away, not to mention that Cougar was desperate for an explanation. Even after a week, he hadn't been able to find one on his own. It took longer than usual for Cougar to locate Jensen, maybe because he hadn't expected him to be at the back of the van that stood parked outside their hotel. Jensen stiffened when the door opened, and he seemed to shrink when Cougar climbed in without a word. The sound of the door sliding shut made Jensen flinch. Cougar's heart ached when he saw just how frightened Jensen was. That wasn't right. Cougar never wanted Jensen to be afraid of him. Jensen sat cross-legged on the dirty floor behind the actual seats. His computer was in his lap, and next to him was enough candy and snacks to last him a week. If it hadn't been for the fact that Jensen was camping out in the van to avoid Cougar, he would have looked rather adorable. Cougar sat down as far away from Jensen as the cramped space would allow. He still wasn't surprised to find that Jensen was avoiding his gaze. After a couple of awkward seconds, Cougar let out a sigh. "Will you explain?" he asked, making sure to keep his voice soft. Jensen swallowed, his fingers tapping against the keys of his laptop, but it didn't look like he was writing anything. He twisted nervously before shrugging. "What about it?" Jensen was trying to buy time. Cougar could wait. He was patient. The silence that settled was no less awkward than the last, maybe even more so, in fact. Cougar was impressed when Jensen managed to remain quiet for 2 whole minutes. "I didn't mean to," Jensen blurted out, looking guilty of all things. "I try not to, well," he made a vague gesture with his hand, and Cougar was ashamed to admit that he stiffened in alarm and that Jensen saw him do it. Cougar wasn't sure if he had ever seen Jensen look so painfully heartbroken. Jensen quickly snatched his hands back, fingers clenched into tight fists that he hid from Cougar's view, as if he had done something wrong. He looked tense and vulnerable. "I'm sorry, I try not to. I know how terrifying it must seem, but then again, I've always been a bit of a freak, so yay for you having an actual reason to call me." "Jake," Cougar interrupted, moving closer without thinking. He touched Jensen's arm, grateful to see that he didn't flinch back. A gentle nudge under Jensen's chin made him look up. Cougar wasn't afraid. It made him uncomfortable that he had known Jensen for years and somehow not noticed this before, but he wasn't afraid. "Will you tell me?" The brilliant blue of Jensen's eyes was the same as always. He didn't look any different, even if Cougar knew that something definitely was. Jensen was more than he seemed. "I was telling the truth." Jensen's voice was surprisingly firm. A nod from Cougar made him continue. "At Goliath, I mean. I wasn't lying about the, thing." Cougar's eyebrows rose. "The secret government experiment?" Jensen nodded. Cougar had not expected that. "Well, I mean, there wasn't as much anal stuff as I might have implied, but I guess that depends on how you..." "Jensen." "Right. Yeah." Jensen cleared his throat, looking down at Cougar's hand, which was still resting against Jensen's arm. "I had just finished basic when they approached me. I'm still not sure why. Maybe they were screening new recruits or something. But some men in fancy suits asked me to be a part of this secret program." Cougar felt a flare of protectiveness, even if it was clearly several years too late. He moved until he was sitting comfortably next to Jensen, their knees touching. That simple point of contact seemed to give Jensen enough courage to continue. "I agreed. which translates to volunteered, but I don't remember a whole lot of the actual experiments, to be honest, for which I'm grateful, since what I do remember is pretty spooky. He shrugged again. It only made him look frailer. I came out different. I can move things with my mind. Not too big things, and never for any length of time, but I can move them, or stop them. The silence was deafening. There were several things Cougar could say, but he decided to go with the one he suspected that they both needed. "Show me?" he asked. He wasn't afraid. Jensen needed to understand that. Jensen's eyes were wide when he looked at Cougar, but he seemed relieved. He cleared his throat. "I can't quite control it all the time. It works best when I do it instinctively, like you would move an arm or any other part of you. If I focus too much, nothing happens." While he was talking, Jensen raised his right hand, palm up, and with it came one of the lollipops lying scattered on the floor of the van. The piece of candy floated leisurely for a couple of seconds before falling back down with a clack. Cougar's best friend and secret love was a telekinetic. Weirder things had happened, right? Actually, no, probably not. Surprisingly enough, however, Cougar didn't feel a need to freak out. He wasn't the kind who did, and this was still Jensen. Whatever weird powers Jensen was in possession of, they had always been there. Cougar hadn't met Jensen until they ended up on the same team, and just because Cougar now knew about them didn't mean that Jensen was different. "They think it was a failure," Jensen said, filling the silence between them. "The experiment, I mean. I made them think that. I pretended that it didn't work because I didn't want to be a part of it anymore, and they probably wouldn't have let me go if it was a success." Jensen leaned his head back, staring up at the roof of the van. "I was allowed to return to the army once they decided that the experiment had failed." Cougar let those words sink in. Once they had, he reached out and gently touched Jensen's hand. "You never use it?" Jensen shook his head. He was back to looking down at his lap, his fingers drumming restlessly against his laptop. "I don't want any of you to have a reason to be afraid of me, or flinch away, or even just doubt me, because I..." Jensen trailed off when Cougar placed a hand at the back of his neck. The short hairs at his nape were soft against Cougar's thumb, and he had to fight and urge to run his fingers through the blonde mess. Jensen shivered under his touch. "I'm not afraid, Jake." A beat of silence, then Jensen drew in a deep breath. "Really?" He sounded so uncertain yet hopeful. "See," Cougar replied, trying not to lean closer, or better yet, pull Jensen in for a kiss. Now was clearly not the time. Jensen looked up, his eyes brilliantly blue even in the dim light inside the van. "I'm sorry I never told you before. I just didn't know how." Cougar smiled and allowed himself to ruffle Jensen's hair. He didn't say anything, but he knew that he didn't have to. Jensen would understand. He always did. Jensen relaxed before bumping their shoulders together. The playfulness was returning to Cougar's great relief. A week of Jensen being tense and skittish had been nerve-wracking for the both of them. "Thanks, Cougs," Jensen said, voice soft enough to send a delighted shiver down Cougar's spine. "De nada," Cougar replied, not objecting when Jensen inched closer until they were leaning against each other. Cougar had missed this, the closeness and the warmth. It might take a while before Cougar managed to grasp the whole telekinetic thing, but he didn't doubt that he would. This was Jensen, after all, and there were a few things Cougar wouldn't do for Jensen. Simple as that. The end.